Some international organizations like the World Food Program say the number of people in need of food aid assistance in Zimbabwe is now estimated at 2.4 million. Earlier projections had put the figure at 1.5 million. Indications are that up to 3 million people may be in need of food aid in the country with a huge grain deficit. Manicaland province is one of the regions devastated by the current dry spell being fueled by the El Nino weather phenomenon, which has brought intensive heat in most parts of the country, resulting in the wilting of crops due to moisture stress. Thousands of cattle have succumbed to the devastating drought that has left millions of Zimbabweans struggling to have a decent meal per day. The worst affected are people living with HIV/AIDS who need at least 3 meals a day. Rosemary South of Sakuva Sebab says unlike in the past when they did part-time jobs, they can't even manage to get a dollar per day to buy food due to the high unemployment rate in the country.
There's no food. People are suffering. Why? Because if there's someone, or even a neighbor, or someone, a friend, if she or he can know that you are HIV positive, she can laugh at you, so you end up discouraged.
Another Mutare resident who only identified herself as Elizabeth and has been living with HIV for almost a decade says it is impossible for most of them to have a balanced diet of African dishes as prescribed by local doctors.
Those nutritious food, it's very important to those who live with HIV and AIDS. So those tablets, they need food, more food and more nutritious food. So if they can't get that food, it's difficult to live.
Elizabeth, who is also a local caregiver in Chikanga's Ward 16 in the city, says a balanced diet is important for a person taking antiretroviral therapy as it boosts white and red blood cells.
To get in nutritious foods is to regain your cells for the blood cells to back to normal.
Casper Pound is the coordinator of the Family AIDS Support Organization, which has over 5,000 people living with HIV/AIDS in Manicaland province. He says the hunger situation is critical for their members.
Currently, the members are suffering. They do not have food. They do not even have cash to use to buy the food. And as a result, as far as adherence is concerned of art, they won't be able to adhere because they'll spend much of their time trying to look for someone to give them food or to beg for food. And in these days, people are not even comfortable to continue donating. So this also is a bearing towards the 90-90-90 targets that the global is setting to end AIDS by 2030, because treatment alone without food at times won't be all that effective.
Pound says non-government organizations and the state must now direct their efforts on ensuring that all vulnerable groups have food security and advanced nutrition levels to avert disaster in most households across the country.
I would actually direct my appeal to the government, particularly to National AIDS Council. There's a component of treatment and care where they are talking about the nutrition.
Manicaland is one of the provinces hard hit by the drought, which has also devastated Matabeleland, Mashingo, and several others. Members of the National Assembly, Prosper Mseami and Enoch Porusungazi of Sumskawanu and Chipinge South constituencies, appealed to the government recently to quickly move in to avert a hunger crisis in their regions that fall under Geographical Natural Region 5. President Robert Mugabe has declared a state of disaster in Zimbabwe following the devastating drought. Zimbabwe needs $1.5 billion for food aid. The country has been importing maize from Zambia, Malawi, and South Africa. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.